It is Miskin Radio on a Wednesday morning. And as I was saying just a moment ago, Bridget Sparks and Mike Lim have joined me in the studio. Bridget is the Community Life Champion at ASDA in Greenhithe. You may have heard her voice on this very show, what, I don't know, a month or so back. Bridget, if somebody wasn't paying attention, just remind me, what on earth is a Community Life Champion?
A Community Life Champion is the representative for ASDA in the community. We will arrange all the charity collections in store. We deal with the community board, which is the green tokens chosen by you, given by our scheme, whereby you have three nominations from customers for charities or good causes in the area. They then get selected by what is called a colleague voice team within store. And every 2 months, we will select three new charities. The winner gets £200 and each runner-up gets £50 towards whatever they've been raising the money for. I also work out in the community where I spend time at local community churches, cafes, old people's community cafe, helping them with the teas and coffees. We go to schools with the ASDA toolkit, which I've recently been with Manor School at Swanscombe for about the last 3 weeks making pizzas with the children in reception classes and years one, which is aged about 5 to 6 year old. So they absolutely love it. They get the pizzas. They make the pizzas. They cook the pizzas, then take them home to eat. So it's a great way of kids getting to, you know, actually do some cooking. And they seem to love it.
It does sound fabulous and very tasty as well. What was the favourite topping, did you find?
Chicken and sweet corn.
Sounds tasty. And did you get to eat any yourself?
Yes, I always make the first one to just demonstrate how to make them. And then the kids just help themselves to the toppings and they make what they want to make on them.
You say the charities that you support change every 2 months. So yeah. Since we last spoke, that must mean there's a new set of charities.
Yes. Currently we have the Dartford Men Shed. They are a group of military veterans who help out in the community. At the moment, they're working in Central Park Open Air Theatre, and they're also doing the renovations on the planters in Shepherd's Lane, Dartford. If anybody wants any more information on that one, I can pass that on to you. We also have the Stone Dartford Scouts Group. They're raising money to replace their very old roof, which was damaged in the storms of 2014. They're having to use buckets at the moment to collect the rainwater when it does rain. And lastly, we have the group called Who Let the Dads Out, which Mike is part of.
And so Mike Lim joining us in the studio today, one of the charities that ASDA in Greenhithe are supporting at the moment. Mike, tell me, Who Let the Dads Out? What's that about?
It's a playgroup for dads and their children from 0 to 8 years old. We meet on a Saturday morning, 10 o'clock till 11:30. At the moment, we tend to get 6, 7, 8 dads, but we're after extra money because we've just put the age up from 5 to 8 years old, so we want toys for older children.
Because I guess there is quite a difference between a young child and then as you're getting towards 7, 8 years old, the interests are changing and I guess the equipment that you need, the facilities that you need changes. What kind of things are you looking to get?
Well, bigger construction toys for older children, jigsaws, small Lego, small toys as well, because obviously the little ones can't use the small Lego, it's dangerous. Anything like that. Even new bikes, anything we can afford, really. It's a church-based organisation, so funds are always a little bit tight. We have a men's breakfast once a month, where there's bacon sandwiches and sausage sandwiches, so that often draws the dads around.
There's always something about a bacon sandwich, isn't there, especially at the weekend. You say it's based around the church. Does that mean you have to be a churchgoer to be part of the group?
Not at all, no. We started in 2006 with a group called Daddy and Me, and a year ago we joined this nationwide Who Let the Dads Out, which was started by some people from a Methodist church near Chester, and it's a nationwide organisation. They've got a website, so people can go on it and find out where the nearest playgroup is. And they advertise for us all. And that is a Christian-run organisation.
How did you get involved in the group?
Apart from having my arm twisted, but I'm the granddad figure, so probably guess from that that I'm quite a bit older than a dad. I've got grandchildren, but I've taken my granddaughters along a few times and they absolutely love it because it's a big hall to run around in and it's quite different from playing at home.
Do you think it's important that there is somewhere that's just for the dads and granddads in the world rather than the mums?
Yeah, we find it very good. The dads love it and the mums, of course, love it because it gives them chance to be on their own for a couple of hours, get things done or just relax. And often we hear of dads being kicked out of the house with the children on a Saturday morning.
It's happened to me.
Just to get them out. The only problem is being Saturday morning is there's so much else going on for children, swimming, football. So we're never going to have a huge influx of children, but it's still well worth doing.
Thinking about my own experience, I think that's surely something that changes according to the age. I mean, Saturday morning, as you say, is often tied up with swimming. That's what I'm doing on a Saturday morning at the moment. But there was a time when I didn't have that on a Saturday and was looking for something to do. There'll come a time when swimming stops and, again, I'm looking for something to do on a Saturday. It can sometimes be quite daunting, I think, to come along to a group for the first time. Is there anything you'd say or anything that you do to make new members welcome?
Yeah, we always do our best to greet them as they walk through the door. We always try and make them very welcome. They get a cup of tea or coffee as soon as they walk through the door, then get asked to pay rather than first.
And how much is it?
It's £2 a week per family. So you can bring one child, you can bring four children. Apart from the breakfast weekend when it's £4. Because obviously we've got extra stuff to buy.
Yeah. Well, that still sounds incredibly good value and a good opportunity to meet other dads. Because that's the other thing I find. My daughter's now 5 and a half, but it's often quite tricky to meet other dads if you're working, as I was, during the week and then the weekend comes. The mums are perhaps around more, in my family at least, doing the school run, meeting up with other mum groups. If I was just working in the week and then coming at a weekend, then when do I get the chance to meet other dads? This sounds like a fantastic opportunity.
That's exactly right, yes. It is an incredible opportunity. And they do tend to make friends. I mean, we've had one chap do, he was an architect, he did the drawings for somebody's house extension. We had somebody who used to come and do the photographs for children and all that type of thing. And the dads do seem to get on very well together. But sometimes you've got to encourage them. You get some that are quite shy and you've got to sort of talk to them and introduce them to. But then the children tend to introduce the dads to each other because they start fighting or something like that. But it works as a good, it gets the dads together.
There can often be that little tussle between kids, but it's amazing. Put a bunch of kids into a room and there will be interaction of some kind and there will be friendships formed through that.
Yes, very much so. I mean, my granddaughter, she doesn't live in the area, but she's been 3 times now and as soon as I bring her in the door, she's off. She doesn't want to be with granddad, she's off. Find something to do, but that's great. That's how it should be.
If I were to put you on the spot and say, tell me in a sentence why I should come to your group as a dad with a child, what would it be?
To give your wife a rest, for the children to interact with other children, and also for you to give you a chance to have a coffee, a bacon sandwich when we do them, and talk to other dads.
Remind me again where it is, what the details are, and how to find out more.
It's at Greenhithe Parish Church, St Mary's, just at the back of McDonald's, on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock till 11:30. We are on the Who Let the Dads website, so you can find any more information from there. Just put in Google Who Let the Dads Out and you'll find it.
And so that's every single Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning?
Apart from school holidays, Easter, Christmas and summer. But we're there half term because we never know whether to break the first weekend or the second weekend of half-term week. So we go through half-term.
That's a challenge. And I guess it being Easter coming up, there must be activities outside of that group happening at your church as well.
Yes, we've got an Easter fun day on Easter Saturday where Asda are bringing along the Easter bunny.
Fantastic.
They've got an Easter bunny.
It's not Bridget dressing up, is it?
No, it's... No, but we had one last year, which was great fun. We had in the church teddy bears going on zip wire.
Wow.
and get a little Easter egg at the end of it, which was, children love that.
I like the sound of that.
That's lovely cakes as well.
You've sold me. That's good. Well, Mike Lim, who let the dads out every Saturday morning, St Mary's Church in Greenhithe. Thank you for joining us this morning. And Bridget, I suppose to find out more about the other activities of what ASDA are doing and your role in as a community life champion, how do we find out more?
You can find out more by contacting me through ASDA on 01322 374100 extension 222, or look on the community board. There's always information on there as to what's going on. We're currently raising money on behalf of Tickle Pink Breast Cancer, which is the national charity that ASDA's support. So if you're after donating, we've got pin badges as well at the kiosk for a donation of £1. But we do have buckets on the checkouts for anybody if they'd like to donate. We've also got an Easter egg drop going on at the moment. So purchase an additional Easter egg, and the Easter eggs will be going off to the Willow Ward Dant Valley Hospital for the children's section up there. So if anybody would love to donate, I'd really appreciate it.
That's a lovely idea. And so there's actually quite a lot being organised around Easter. It's not far away either, is it?
Yeah, we've got quite a lot going at the moment. We've recently been raising money as well for Friends of Beacon Wood at Bean. They recently had their container broken into, all their tools were stolen, and then the container was actually set on fire. So we've been raising money for them, and the community as a whole has really got behind it, and people have donated loads of equipment, and the generosity of colleagues and customers from ASDA's managed to raise just over £360, which will go to Friends of Beacon Wood. Friday I'm going to them to donate that money to those. So, you know, we try to help as much as we can. So if people know there's something going on, that it has to be sort of like a good cause or a charity in the area to Greenhithe, in Bexley Heath or something along those lines, go to your nearest store. We all deal with our local areas. We want to help. We want to help the community, so get in touch with us.
Any other messages you want to get out? Now is your chance.
Yeah, we've got a police awareness van coming in store on Thursday, the 19th of March, 2 till 3. So if you've got any questions that you'd like to ask your local police officers, please come down. We've got the Tickle Pink Buckets at the moment. And we've also been raising money for Little Buds, and we're taking a cheque up there for £274, which was raised from customers giving donations into our pharmacy and optical department. So, you know, we do sort of like raise money for lots of different charities in the area. So if you know of any, please contact me.
Absolutely. Well, Bridget Sparks, Mike Lim, thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning. Really appreciate your time. Interesting to hear about the work that you're doing, and I hope you'll keep us updated with all the future developments.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's your local Miskin Radio.